It was maybe the biggest open question at the Pentagon. Would Defense Secretary Jim Mattis stay, or would he quit? Tonight, Mattis answered this question with a two-page resignation letter, which notably does not thank the president for the opportunity to serve. Instead, Mattis writes, quote, "I very much appreciate this opportunity to serve the nation and our men and women in uniform." He will leave the post at the end of February. We're going to bring in Dexter Filkins, longtime war correspondent for The New York Times and now The New Yorker. Last year, Filkins wrote a profile of Jim Mattis for The New Yorker. Hey, Dexter.
Hi.
Hi. So that profile was headlined "The Warrior Monk," which neatly sums up a man with a reputation, as you write, for being both deeply thoughtful and extremely aggressive. Do you believe he was always a mismatch with this president?
I really, if you had to sketch, if you had to draw a portrait of Donald Trump's perfect opposite, it would have to look something like Jim Mattis. He's like. They don't make him like him anymore. He is thoughtful. He believes in service. He believes in self-sacrifice. He's a very restrained person. He believes in the concept of service to the nation. He spent his whole life in uniform. He's tough. He's brave. He's, again, everything that Donald Trump isn't. So they've been, I think it's fair to say they've been a mismatch from the beginning. And as you mentioned, and I think Secretary Mattis made clear in his letter of resignation today, he was serving as Secretary of Defense, I think, out of a sense of duty rather to the nation rather than out of a sense of duty to the president.
Right. I mean, it would take all the time I have left with you to list the many areas on which these two men have differed. Do you think it's coincidence that the week that he resigned comes the same week that the president announces he's pulling U.S. troops, all U.S. troops, out of Syria? Was that the straw that broke the camel's back?
Yes, I think that's right. I think it's always been really difficult for him, and I think he's felt like as long as he could do good in the job, which is to say, try to protect America's interests abroad, try to maintain the world order and the kind of international network of alliances and security arrangements that America has around the world, he would stay. But that's always been really, really difficult with this president because he doesn't believe in any of that. And he's been dismantling that, you know, across the board. He's been extremely critical of NATO and very friendly to Russia. And I think that the decision in Syria to remove troops from Syria is going to probably or possibly fundamentally alter the status quo in the Middle East. And if nothing else, I think it's a decision that that people in Damascus, in the Assad government, and in Iran and in Russia are celebrating. And I think General Mattis, I'm not speaking for him, but I think General Mattis probably said, I can't do this anymore. I don't believe in this.
You must have been in the battle zone with him at some point over the years. Tell me your best Jim Mattis story.
Well, my best Jim Mattis story is actually not one of mine. It's actually one that Nate Fitt told me, who was a Marine, and he was an officer in the Marines, and he was out driving around checking on his men at 3:30 in the morning, and he was just looking around the foxholes to make sure everybody was still awake. And, you know, he looked in a foxhole, and there's three guys, and there were only supposed to be two. Okay. And this was in Afghanistan at the height of the war. And he said, you know, well, who's this third guy? Who is this guy? And he looked down the foxhole, and it was General Mattis. And it was 3 o'clock in the morning. And he'd just gone, and he was, you know, hanging out with the troops, 3 o'clock in the morning in Afghanistan on the front line. Yeah. And I think that tells you everything about General Mattis.
Yeah, my last question to you was going to be, what is lost at the Pentagon? And from Trump's national security team when Mattis goes? And I think you might have just answered it.
Well, I think it depends, of course, on who replaces him. But he's going to be missed, and I think the whoever Trump decides to replace him with, the Senate should think about very, very carefully, because he has been a pillar there of stability in an otherwise very chaotic administration. And this is, we're talking about war and peace, so everything is on the line.
Dexter Filkins of The New Yorker, thanks for taking the time.
Thanks so much.